And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A young adult author has been bragging about designing her book cover to hide the content from parents. Rebecca Benheim is her name, and she recently said on Instagram that she wanted her new book to be, quote, gay enough for queer kids to clock it, but for homophobic parents to just think it's a friendship story. And then there's Sybil Line, a Good Morning America YA book club pick that reportedly includes graphic scenes involving necrophilia and rape with no content warnings anywhere. An executive editor at Penguin Random House defended the industry's approach by arguing that since teenagers are going to encounter sex anyway through pornography, books offer a healthier medium. The state of Maine has released a draft ballot question for a measure that would limit school bathrooms and athletic teams based on biological sex. The citizen-led proposals made the fall ballot after grassroots advocates gathered enough signatures. The Secretary of State, Sheena Bellows, worded the question to ask whether voters want to, quote, restrict access to bathrooms and sports based on the gender of the child's original birth certificate. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida signed a bill blocking the state court from applying foreign or religious laws that violate constitutional rights. DeSantis said the state must operate under one legal system. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is demanding documents from an Islamic tribunal that has reportedly been trying to replace legitimate courts with Sharia-based rulings. California Governor Gavin Newsom's wife is out on a speaking tour, and it's not exactly helping his presidential ambitions. Jennifer Newsom told an audience she once spoke with San Quentin inmates about how she accidentally killed her sister with a golf cart as a child. Her point, somehow, was that violent criminals serving life sentences may have had the same kind of innocent mistake she did. She also said that if women ran social media, they would never allow bigotry, racism, and hate online, which is just a polished way of saying censorship. Minneapolis is moving toward designated parking lots for people living in their cars. The Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend the zoning changes, modeling the idea after similar programs in Denver. In Kansas, the governor, Laura Kelly, vetoed two pro-life bills that would strengthen informed consent protection. The Republican legislature will almost certainly override her again, as they've done before. And in Texas, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit against officials who briefly arrested a woman over a self-induced abortion in 2022, ruling that they were protected by qualified immunity. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.